Section 7. Protect Smart. Chapter 111. What you need to know about property and casualty insurance. It takes the gecko 15 minutes, but it only takes me 5. No one cares about this stuff, but it's also super important. I'm going to make this short and sweet and give you just what you need to know and nothing more. You'll know more about insurance than 95% of the population in about 5 minutes. First thing to understand, there are 2 main categories of insurance: insurance for stuff and insurance for people. In this lesson, you're going to learn about insurance for stuff, and the good news is you already know something about this. 2 common types of stuff insurance, more commonly called property and casualty, or P&C insurance, are auto insurance and homeowners insurance. You may already have this kind of insurance, but why? Why have stuff insurance? Everyone says you need it, so you get it? Doesn't insurance seem like a waste? You're paying your hard-earned money for what? The truth is that insurance is a waste, until it's not a waste. Here's what I mean. You get a bill a couple of times a year and reluctantly pay it, but what do you actually get? Probably nothing. Zilch, nada, zip, zero. So on one hand, you're paying for something and not getting anything in return. But the best insurance is the kind of insurance you pay for and never need. Because when you actually use insurance, something bad has happened. Think about it. If you use your auto insurance, you've probably been involved in an accident. If you use your homeowner's insurance, your house probably burnt to the ground or a tree has fallen on it. The only thing worse than paying for insurance and never needing it is paying for insurance and needing it. But what are you really getting with this stuff insurance? That is, property and casualty insurance. You pay a little bit, called a premium, to protect an expensive asset. Pop quiz. Which of the following would it make sense to have insurance for? A lawn chair, a diamond ring, a house, a car, or your Miley Cyrus CD collection? It only makes sense to have insurance on expensive assets, where it would really be expensive for you to replace it if something happened. So the answers to that quiz are obviously your diamond ring, house, and car. I don't care how big your Miley Cyrus CD collection is, it's definitely not worth having insurance for it. But so far, we've only talked about getting insurance on stuff, on things like jewelry, cars, and houses. There's another type of P&C insurance, which could not be more important, that you absolutely, positively, definitely will want to know about and have, because if you don't, your entire financial future could go up in flames. How's that for a teaser for the next lesson?